Devlin Brooks joining us here on the show. Devlin, how are you doing today?
Hey, Ty. I joyful, and we're all running really hard, but we have a community that's really rallying to support us.
So talk about that situation. I want to hear more from you and kind of what you're asking from the community right now, because what I'm seeing right now, you need a lot of money to make sure that the staff is paid by tomorrow, correct?
Yeah. So it's as everything with nonprofit finances, right? It's a bit complex, but I came in as the interim CEO yesterday, and we met as a management team, and we were looking out into the future, and we just determined yesterday that in the best interests of Churches United and our staff and our guests, that we should be having a transparent conversation with our community. And that conversation is that we are in a financial pinch. We're looking to raise $61,000 by tomorrow at noon so that we can complete our payroll for our staff for the previous payroll that just the pay period that just ended, in addition to making sure that we have their benefits covered for the month. And then all told for August, just to give us the stability to look toward the future. In total, we're looking to raise $200,000. So it'd be the 61 by tomorrow, and then 2 weeks from then, so that we could secure our payroll for our very dedicated team, and that we can continue to care for our guests.
So how did this happen? How did Churches United get to this point? Is probably a question a lot of people want to know about and want to learn about.
Yeah, so it's a story that didn't develop overnight, right? So if you go back a couple of years, when we came out of COVID, obviously there was money around the need for Churches United and its services, whether it be our shelters or the emergency food pantries. You know, that need spiked during COVID, and there was money to be had. Federal money, state money. No one was going to let a shelter fail during the crisis of the pandemic, right? Come out January 20 of 22, and the available money through governments started to drop off, in addition to all throughout nonprofit agencies, we started to see a double-digit decrease in funding. And in donations, as a ramification of COVID, as the ramification of everybody coming out of that period and the economy reigniting. And so starting in January 2022, we had the double effect of losing COVID funding, in addition to double-digit decreases in our donor base. And by midpoint of that year, we really started to struggle financially, and by the end of that year, our reserve was depleted. So in 2023, we took out a line of credit with a local financial institution, and since 2023, we've been using that line of credit to help float our obligations and take care of our employees and our monthly expenses. And eventually, you can only do that for so long. And it caught up with us. And the Churches United staff did a remarkable job of trying to keep the doors open and our guests accommodated and our employees taken care of for the past year or more, as we've waited for a federal ERC tax credit to come in. And the IRS has confirmed that we will eventually be getting that $1.2 million tax credit. The problem is that we've been waiting on that for 18 months. And at some point, right, you can't wait any longer. And so yesterday, as I met with our executive team, I made the decision that we just had to have a transparent conversation with our community and say, you know, we are reaching out to you because Churches United is too vital of an asset for us to fail. And we're asking for the community's support to get us through this initial crunch so that we can do the work that we need to, to look at our operations and make the hard decisions that we need to move forward so that we have long-term sustainability.
Do we have local state representatives knocking on your door? Like, it sounds like you guys are in critical need of services, and it sounds like that tax credit, if you were to get it, it would solve a lot of the immediate issues. And I know that local donations are needed absolutely right now. And when it comes to solving this long term, that tax credit sounds huge. Are you reaching out to CUPAC's office, Senator CUPAC, or anyone else when it comes to local and regional and national representation to help Churches United?
Yeah, you know, it's on the agenda, right? The analogy essentially is when the boat has a hole in it, you fix the hole first, right? And so right now, that is what we're focused on, the initial need. There are going to be really important conversations that we have to have for our long-term sustainability, and those will come next. I mean, that is my promise to the community. I have made that very clear to our management team, and our board knows that. We are all in agreement with that. Right now, I want to focus on restoring the confidence of our team members and our guests, and then we can move on to the bigger questions about long-term viability.
And moving forward, by tomorrow noon, $61,000 is needed, and end of August, $140,000 needed. Progress on that, I guess. Where are we now, and how much we're still in those needs for those funds, it looks like.
Yeah, the need is still there. I don't have a current figure that is precise. What I will say is the community is responding, and they're responding greatly, and the money continues to roll in. I hesitate to offer a number right now just simply because we have kind of two avenues that are coming in. Unbelievably, we have generous community members that are just stopping on our door with checks. Right. And so that is outside the donor stream that is coming in through our website. And so I will say this, given the community's response up until this point at noon today, I am fully confident that our community is going to rally and we're going to meet that deadline by tomorrow. And I hope that later this afternoon we can joyfully report that to the community.
And then anywhere people can donate, how do they donate to Churches United? If this is or online, can this do, and like you said, in person?
Yep.
What are some avenues to do that?
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Like I said, I mean, you want to talk about something joyful, right? I've had community members that have showed up at our doors today just to drop off a check and say they're behind us and that they support us. And so if you are so moved, you are certainly welcome to come and drop off a check here at Churches United. We're at 1901 First Avenue North in Moorhead. I think most people are familiar with our building, so that's an avenue. But I would also direct people to our website. So if you go to our website, at the top, there's a Donate Today button, and then that will lead you through the digital ways of donating. And that is just as valuable to us. Either stream will get the funding into, Churches United. If you want to mail it, I'll give you that address again. It's 1901 First Avenue North, Moorhead, Minnesota, 56560.
I would love to hear more in a conversation in a future time. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment. Could we have another conversation tomorrow or Thursday?
I would love to have a conversation with you tomorrow because I am confident that I'm going to be able to report to you that our community stepped up and supported us wholeheartedly.
And we'll schedule that.
Let's schedule it.
Yeah, we'll schedule that in the background. Thank you very much. This is with the conversation here, we have Delvin Brooks joining us here on the show. He is a pastor at Churches United and running the operation over there right now, temporarily at the very least. Thank you for joining us here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Blessings. Peace, everyone. Thank you.